Hello and welcome to Chief Among Friends. I'm your host, Dr. Chris Hobson, Chief Medical Officer at Orion Health. On this podcast, I chat about topics ranging from HIE technology priorities to new innovations in care coordination and population health, along with a look at precision medicine and patient engagement. You can follow the conversation on hashtag Chief Among Friends and be sure to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Chris Hobson and LinkedIn. Today, I'm sharing some high-level results from a recent survey conducted by the eHealth Initiative organization on the technology priorities of HIEs. The survey was conducted in the spring of 2019 with validated responses from key decision makers, that is, CEOs and CIOs, of 53 unique USA-based organizations in 35 states. A broad swath of organizations from all corners of the country were represented, including statewide HIEs, private IDNs, payer-based HIEs, and hybrid HIEs. The survey examined HIE decision-makers' perspectives on their technical priorities as they stand in late spring 2019. We probed to understand their plans in the following areas: business drivers and priorities, adoption of new technology, integrating clinical and claims data, types of data being exchanged, challenges and successes associated with each of the above points. As most of our listeners likely already know, participation in HIEs enables and supports value-based care, as HIEs provide the necessary data upon which a value-based care contract can be built. Without good data, it's not possible to contemplate entering into a value-based contract. 92% of respondents stated that value-based care trends influence their decisions about technology adoption. In addition to providing the numbers needed for contracting, comprehensive data access enables improvements in care quality, chiefly by overcoming fragmentation, also via improved care coordination and by enabling the constant search for significant savings opportunities. While almost everyone focuses on the use of data to improve care quality, we should not overlook the need to search for cost savings opportunities as well. Taming the problem of overtreatment and a choosing wisely approach is just one example where cost savings frequently can be found. We started with an understanding that the capability of HIEs to integrate all the many types of data necessary to enable value-based care is not yet fully realized. HIEs may have limited capabilities for a variety of reasons, including, for instance, insufficient technical capabilities, or that the actual data captured may not be the right data needed for quality measure determination. Furthermore, participating providers may have concerns related to the ownership of data, and resistance to sharing the data is common. Having said that, we know we are making great progress on all these fronts, hence the value to be derived from the survey is in really assessing HIE's current state and future plans. Numerous trends with respect to HIE priorities are already evident and showed up in the survey results. The healthcare industry is facing pressure to adapt across a number of fronts with respect to interoperability, including an influx of value-based care initiatives, complex laws for privacy and for data sharing under TEFCA, the push for nationwide exchange of information across disparate HIEs, and the desire to incorporate non-traditional types of data, such as social determinants of health, genomics, and patient-generated data. These latter types of data are increasingly seen as having at least as much importance as standard clinical data in their impact on health outcomes. Social determinants data probably much more so. This alone significantly raises the importance of being able to work with all types of data in order to achieve targets defined in providers' value-based contracts. So let's dive into the results and look at those top priorities, business drivers, challenges and successes for Health Information Exchange in 2019. The top business drivers were managing risk and supporting value-based care. This was listed by 58%. Easier integration through APIs, especially Firebase, listed by 47%. And providing clear value to clinician end users, such as care transition management or medication reconciliation, also listed by 47%. Unsurprisingly, respondents are prioritizing interoperability, 47%, value-based care, 43%, and integrating workflows, 40%, as their top priorities for action in the next 2 years. Only a third, 32%, of respondents in this survey listed long-term sustainability and financial viability as a top priority for their HIE in the next 2 years. In the past, sustainability has been a major concern for most HIEs. Today, HIEs are more successful in demonstrating clear value to their stakeholders, and sustainability issues may well be receding in importance, which is a welcome development for everyone involved. With respect to payer involvement, 84% of respondents believe the services they are providing to payers are valuable, and the majority, 67%, reported that they have seen a significant or very significant increase in demand from payers for more access to clinical data. Most HIEs are able to integrate claims and clinical data already. 85% of large HIEs with patient volumes between 3 and 10 million, and 50% of smaller HIEs, where small means less than 3 million population size. HIEs will need participation from payers as one means to remaining financially viable. Better understanding the payer's perspective, including prioritizing and developing the right use cases, will increase payer engagement and the value derived from the data. Access to both claims and near real-time clinical information helps payers on a number of fronts. It assists payers to provide coordination of services, complete quality assurance reporting requirements, augment their value-based care initiatives, and support administrative transactions. Clinical data, where and when available, is superior to claims data for all these types of initiatives. To derive additional insights is therefore a best practice. Combining clinical and claims data, similarly for providers, claims data has some advantages over standard clinical data, including access to a broader range of patient care events. These may include whether the patient's prescription was actually filled or whether the patient had an encounter at a separate, unaffiliated healthcare institution. When looking at current capabilities and the top services available from the HIE, providers, alerts, and HIE to HIE exchange lead the pack at 77 and 72%. These were followed by care coordination tools at 40%, followed by e-referrals at 21%. The top services planned for implementation in the next 2 years were care coordination at 40%, medication reconciliation 34%, and e-referrals 30%. Finally, the most challenging data types listed by HIEs were social determinants of health data, listed by 52%, followed closely by behavioral health at 50%, and advanced directives, living wills, etc., at 46%. Industry clearly needs to find solutions that remove barriers to capturing and using all three types of data due to their importance and their ability to provide information that can significantly change a patient and population outcomes. Improving outcomes is the lifeblood of any value-based care contract. In summary, I invite you to consider that for HIEs, value-based care will continue to drive their major initiatives and work in the next 2 years. HIEs will see an increase in demand for access to clinical data by payers. In return, payers will help provide financial support for sustainability and other use cases. Care coordination, medication reconciliation, and e-referrals are very high on providers' wish lists. Social determinants of health data is of high value but comes with significant perceived challenges to incorporation and handling in an HIE. Thank you for joining me today on Chief Among Friends. If you'd like to join us for future episodes of this podcast, please follow us on hashtag Chief Among Friends and on Twitter at Dr. Chris Hobson.